The following podcast is an Enticing Media production. Thank you for listening to this podcast. You are now socially obligated to pour yourself a drink, and welcome to The Drunk Squirrel.
Yeah, definitely. I'm without the hired help this week.
You just hit play on the intro.
Well, it's just line. It's not. It's we're good.
Okay.
I think we should be good.
And we are wearing headphones.
We are wearing headphones
for your protection.
Yeah. We practice safe podcasting here at the Tice House. So.
Yes, now we're wearing headphones.
Yes, we are.
And Kenny is behaving on his bachelor's weekend.
Yes, I am actually, because I hung out with Nell's sister and her husband Tim over the weekend, and then now I'm hanging out with you. So how much trouble could I really have gotten in?
Well, okay, but this is a thing that I have to ask, because like Nell went away last time.
Mm-hmm.
And you both did videos with the different spots you were in.
Correct.
And yours was like 90% house cleaning.
That happens.
And I even asked you earlier, I was like, how much house cleaning have you done? Nell's been gone all of what, 3 days, 2 days?
Well, I mean, to be fair, I haven't been home really long enough to... I got home last night about like 7 o'clock-ish. And then today I worked and I got home and Craig came over with the ducks. And then you came over and here, I haven't had any chance to clean.
Okay. So I will send a tween and a teen over if you really want to feel like you need to clean your house.
Are you saying they will clean my house?
Oh, no. I'm saying they will destroy your house. We've given up on, like, your house has neat organization. And I mean, I can look over there and there are files in an organized fashion. And, you know.
I mean, it looks like it. The drawers are closed.
Yeah, but you walk into my house and it's okay. The mail is scattered around. Where was that bill again? I need the okay. Where's the who took the dishes? Where's the
well,
crap. Kid left the Nutella out and put fingerprints all the way down the hall?
This what you just said earlier reminded me about something too.
Why you don't have kids?
Oh, no. I learned that while I was at Jesse and Tim's house over the weekend. I learned that every single time I go. No, so I actually did some recording on that trip, and I wanted to record a little behind the scenes of this, and I forgot.
Yeah, there's still time.
There is still time.
I mean, we're early in the process.
I'd have to hit stop and then re-record, so, but I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it is what it is. I am going to record, though, a little bit of behind the scenes on Wednesday for my show.
That would be a good one. Here, look. Okay, we'll just take a selfie. Ah,
hey.
Look, we do things.
We actually are recording a podcast.
Yes. We occasionally do that.
We do that quite often anymore.
Yeah, it really does feel that way. I mean, we've had some good guests. We've got some good guests lined up in the very near future.
Yeah, and we were just talking about that before we came on the air. We need to be better organized, possibly, with getting them scheduled.
Yeah, and that's one of those, what was it? It was like a month or so ago. We kind of had a bit of a business meeting. I think we need to sit down, follow up, and, you know, build a calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
yeah.
I
April got... kind of went off the rails a little bit. I mean, we're a bit busy. You're a bit busy.
What is this month you speak of?
Well, this is why this is Monday night, and we're recording a podcast on a Monday night. Because
on April 1st.
Yeah, the weekends are... just, you know, between, they just don't, our weekends don't jive this month.
No. Well, and that happens.
Yeah.
Fairly regularly. But we always figured it out.
So I think we'll try to get the guests lined up, at least one of them for May, you know, so.
Yeah, we need to figure out some of that. April's a mess.
Yeah. Well, you have an anniversary in April.
An anniversary? My niece turns one.
The anniversary is
on the anniversary.
Oh.
So. Oh. No, that's all good.
Okay.
Kind of cute, kind of fun, but yeah. You know, Mel and we're ditching the kids. They're going down and having a grandparent weekend and then.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then we'll come down the next day and celebrate the niece and her birthday and
little brown chicken, brown cow.
I mean, I hope.
Rob's like, Mel.
I would hope.
Kenneth has suggested something that I kind of like.
You know, anniversary time is rather important.
It is. No, it is. So how many years is it for you?
16.
16. Congratulations.
Got married in 2008.
Congratulations.
I was 22.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
38.
38, okay.
Yeah, I'll be 39 in April. Oh. That one's coming up, too.
We got married in...
It would have been 07.
2007, yes.
Yeah, because you guys got married in October?
Yes. No, yeah. September. The end of September. So, yeah, almost October.
Okay, yeah. I proposed in mid-September of 2007.
Man.
Yeah.
And we didn't really know each other then.
No, I was living in Southern Chester County at the time. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was cutting trees down for a living.
Ooh. Who did you work for?
The guy's name was Mark, and his company was Tree Medic.
Oh, okay. It wasn't one of the big, like,
Davey. No, not Davey like Asphalt or Davey. Yeah. 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 Okay. No, it was just, he had a truck, a chipper, chainsaws. He was a trained climber.
I can't see you cutting trees down for a living.
I did.
I just can't
see
it.
I also had a ponytail back then.
Did you? Well, I've seen pictures of that. Did you climb?
Towards the end, he was starting to teach me a bit about climbing.
Okay.
And then I took my first full-time youth ministry job. But yeah, he was teaching me a bit about climbing, the knots, the safety, the whole nine yards. One of the coolest days that we would have would be the days that we had crane jobs.
Mm.
You know, we'd have this tree that was a tricky maneuver or something, and it required a crane, so we'd bring Bob's Cranes in.
Bob's Crane.
That was the company, and those were neat days, just because you've got the wood flying through the air, you don't know what's going to happen, and by the way, you know, death is above you, so don't screw it up.
Yeah, that that sounds all kinds of dangerous.
It was fun.
Yeah?
It was hard work, but it was fun. Yeah.
So, okay. I guess I'm going to ask this because I don't, this is weird. I don't know this information, but I'm going to jump into this a little bit. So, when you were doing that job, did you know that you wanted to do this job?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, when I was doing that job, I was actively looking for a youth ministry job.
Okay.
Didn't know what it was going to pan out to be, and so that I started looking in 07, took my first job in youth ministry in 08, and I had already had years of experience in either like an assistant or volunteering with youth ministry stuff, and half my education at the time was in that. So it was, yeah, I knew I wanted to be in ministry, got that first calling in August of 08, and then the collapse of October of 08 happened.
Oh, right, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, the church I worked for back then, they lost something like $1 million in that. And
oh, wow.
A lot of churches got hurt in that. It was an interesting moment of life to navigate.
Thank God we have Craig.
Yeah. Yeah, Craig is our money guy, and I think Wizard is maybe more appropriate.
Yeah, he is. he's a wizard, that's true. And speaking of Craig, so I told you that... Craig was here before you got here. Craig and Lexi were here. They dropped off two rubber ducks, one of which is a Bucky's rubber duck, which we love Bucky's, and Nell really loves Bucky's. So she's
got to
get
to a Bucky's. Oh, my parents have even said,
You really do.
I'm behind.
You really do. But yeah, it's. But so he walked in the door, right? And I said to him, I'm like, you're starting to look Amish. Like he's.
Yes.
He's got the beard, and I'm like, dude, you're looking really Amish. And he's like, I'm trying to grow it to a point. I'm like, that you're really gonna look Amish then.
Okay
Why is
he trying to grow it to a point?
I don't know. It's Craig.
I know
it's Craig.
See, I keep thinking he looks like a leprechaun.
Well, that could be
just a taller.
Yeah, I mean, Craig's not, like, super tall, but neither am I.
I'd say drunker version, but...
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know any leprechauns, though, so other than Craig.
Yeah, well...
But it was funny. He asked, Lexi when they were here. He's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And her answer was you.
To
Craig. Yeah. And okay. I'm like, well, that makes sense because she plays ice hockey and she's about to start rugby. I didn't know there were like
I just saw the girls this week. Okay, rugby.
She's gonna play rugby. So
all right.
I mean, it's super cool to witness because she's just into this stuff.
Yeah, she is,
and she's dedicated to it. And we went to that hockey game down in Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo that Lexi played in, and she's really good at it too.
I'm sad that I missed that. So, I would love to have gone down for that one.
It was a good time. We had fun. We had fun with that. Yeah, it was a cool afternoon.
Rugby, that's interesting.
Yeah, I didn't even know like that was a thing around here, to be honest.
So, it's probably a thing that they got to travel for everywhere again. Sure. Yeah. Sure. But still, I mean, that's pretty cool.
It is cool.
So, you're going to have to make a game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah. I'll have to dig into it a little bit once she actually starts and figure out like where they play and all of those things. But yeah.
All right. So one of the things I figured that we could talk about, and we actually started into this perfectly.
Yeah, we're 11 minutes in, so let's actually get into this podcast.
Yeah, and well, okay, since we're here, we are also drinking because we're left unattended.
We have been left unattended, but as you pointed out.
Wearing headphones for Kenny's protection.
Headphones are on.
But we are drinking rum and cokes, which is a good old standby for the podcast.
It is, and this is Captain Morgan Private Stock. Which Rob provided,
You mean that bottle survived past a month?
How long has it been?
Yeah, it's been about a month.
Okay, then it's still here. I mean, I don't know if it's going to survive through the night, but it survived to this point.
There you go.
So,
now he's lonely.
I am lonely. I said to her, I straight up like missed her yesterday. I was like,
so you did one of those, yeah. It's sweet because I know you, and I know this isn't in your normal character, but you did one of those, like, sappy Facebook posts.
I did. I was feeling it at the time, and I was like, I did. I missed her.
Well, and I saw that. I was like, that's really sweet because I know he's not someone that's prone to that,
yeah.
To try and get the brownie points. It's what he's truly feeling. I was like, good job, Kenny. Good job.
Sundays are our days together. You know, we spend time we usually cook dinner and have dinner together, and then we watch television, and then at the end of the night we watch TOC, Tournament of Champions, on Food Network. It's an amazing show if you haven't watched it.
No, I haven't. I'll have to check that out.
Really, really great show. But it's kind of like we spend it together. And so yesterday I was like, yeah.
Now I'll say this, normally Sundays are I get home and I'm just wasted. I'm done.
You have a job where Sundays are, you know.
That's my Monday.
You're on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the big Monday.
Yeah.
But anyway, aside from that.
Anyway, we got off. Yeah. You were starting something.
One more brief little like tangent.
Yes.
Where are you at in suits?
Well, I will say that we haven't watched Suits in like a week now, obviously, because Nell's been away, and we have like the radio shows and stuff like that. So we're in season 6,
okay,
episode 6 ish,
okay,
somewhere in there. Like, if she found, I'm not watching it without her, because if she found out I watch it without her, it would be this is going to be the last podcast I'm ever going to record.
Well, you might want to turn the TV off, Kenny.
Why?
I mean, you got Suits playing.
The Phillies are on. Don't you start. And the Phillies are winning, so
yeah,
that's a shock to me.
Yeah, well, okay. One more rabbit trail. What the hell's going on with the Pirates?
They are about to be 4-0, baby.
5-0. They're 5-0.
Okay.
They defeated the Nationals while you and I were talking in the kitchen before we started.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
5-0.
They're 5-0.
By the time this podcast airs,
God willing, they're like 20-0.
What do you think will be? Because that's going to be exactly 3 weeks from right now. This episode will air. So what do you predict?
Okay, I have two things we're going to talk about.
Okay.
We'll come back to the Pirates.
Okay, we'll come back to the Pirates.
That was a question I was thinking about on the way over.
Okay.
That I figured would come up. But, all right. We covered accidentally wandering into the topic, but we covered that like early on. I was working cutting trees down.
Oh, right.
And I was just, I was thinking through things and even some of the stuff that you and I have had as conversations in private and, mm-hmm. you know, jobs, career,
yeah.
that whole bit. I mean, we've got, you had no idea I cut trees down for.
I really did not know.
It was a good year of my life. It was when Mel and I got engaged and were moving towards marriage.
Yeah, I don't believe that you've mentioned that. And if you did, it was in passing and I just don't remember it.
I have used one or two things briefly.
Okay.
In like sermons or stories.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it was a hard year of my life, but past that year, I've been in youth ministry. I used to work as a lifeguard.
That I also didn't know.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit about what your first job was in the past.
Yes.
You used to work at, I can't remember the restaurant name.
Horn and Horn.
Yeah, Horn and Horn.
At the Lebanon Plaza Mall. That's right.
Which is now a Kohl's and a PetSmart.
Which is now Kohl's, PetSmart, TJ Maxx, Dollar General, I guess it is.
There's Dollar, a dollar store.
Whichever. It's a dollar store of some sort.
There's a gym hidden in there.
Yeah, that's like tucked back away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's where I worked. That was my like first like real job that I actually got a paycheck for.
But what else have you done? Like, we've also covered, like, when I met you and you and I started getting to know each other, you were a mechanic.
I was in the car business. I was a mechanic. And I went from, I was a mechanic. And then I was in sales. And then I was a partner at a place that I went to. And I did a combination of all three. And, you know.
So, wait, you were a car salesman? Like, that was intentionally.
I mean, at K&S.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like a title or anything like that. But Sam and I, we were partners along with Kenshin. And part of what Sam and I did was we had a small auto sales out front, and Sam and I handled that together. So
okay, so sorry, yeah. you said car salesman. I was trying to picture Kenny's like the used car salesman.
Oh, no. Not quite like that. No, but well,
And gosh, years ago, I did buy a car off of you at K&S.
Mm-hmm.
Bought a blue Trailblazer. That thing was a beast.
Yeah. Yeah, you had that for a while, too.
That thing was hard to kill.
Yeah. Those Trailblazers weren't bad cars.
No. Well,
and you tried hard to kill that thing, and it wouldn't die.
Yeah, the water pump, like, blew up on me.
Mm, that happens.
And that was where the thing started going downhill.
Was that the beginning of the end?
Yeah, that was the beginning of the end for it. So, yeah.
But, yeah, I was in the car business for a very long time. Actually, most of my life, shy of the last, like, 6 to 7 years, yeah.
Has it been that long?
About six, yeah.
All right, now.
And man, has my life twisted since then.
You got a finger in almost everything right now.
There's a joke in there somewhere.
Oh, quite a few.
I mean, Nell's away right now, so, you know. Not so
wearing
much.
Headphones for your protection.
That's right.
But yeah, so you do coffee now.
I do coffee, yes. Yes. Yeah, so
be nice.
I mean, I am technically on paper, I'm the general manager of a coffee and tea wholesaler here in Lebanon, East Indies Coffee and Tea Company.
All right. Now, that's very interesting that you say you are on paper the general manager.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me like that?
There's an implication of you're either more than or less than. And if you're less than, you know, it's definitely a front for something.
No, it's not.
You're just the fall guy waiting to happen.
I wouldn't say that I'm less than. When you think of a general manager of a company, you think of somebody that's just in his office and, you know, looking over everyone. And that's not exactly, you know, me. I'm out doing work and things like that. It's like, yeah, I do some managing. Yes, I do some other things. And yes, I actually do some physical labor and all of those things. So,
see, I think that's actually a statement to how you are as an individual and the value of who you are in that position, because you're not just sitting on your throne on high giving orders. You're there. You know how the stuff works.
Yeah.
And you're either helping troubleshoot or, hey, look, I know we can do this. Let's move that way.
Giving orders is really not my style.
Yeah.
I've I don't know that I'm ever going to be good at that. If that's what somebody's looking for out of me, I just don't. It's not my thing.
See, I think that's not. I think I know that's one of the things I appreciate about you and about the friendship that you and I have had, because it's okay. You're going to roll your sleeves up if there's something to do that. You know, you can. It's not going to be like, hey, have fun. No, you're going to roll your sleeves up.
Yeah.
You're going to get into it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, I feel like you're not different.
I want to think I'm not.
Or no. I mean, I haven't experienced anything to the contrary. So we're doing this.
Well, yeah. And but yeah. I do think that's one of the great characteristics that is you. And I mean, even how you started there at that company. You were the roaster, and now you're kind of top dog.
I suppose. Underneath ownership, yes.
Yeah, I was going to say under the money bags, yeah.
Just it reminds me of the Friends episode when Rachel was, you know, left that drunken voice message for Ross and saying that she was over him. And Ross asked, he's like, when were you under me? I just think that's a funny spot in the show, but I don't know why this came up. So anyway,
because you're thinking of what you're under and what you want to be over or under, or
I mean,
you're lonely.
Yeah, I am lonely.
Nell, come back soon.
I am lonely.
Nell, help.
Cuddling with Lucky.
Well, yeah, she's hanging pretty close to you.
Yeah, so
yeah, she's out of sorts because she even came up to me, and I'm not a cat person.
She is out of sorts, and she doesn't understand why I'm here and Nell's not. And not only that, she's used to Nell being here during the day. And I left for work this morning, and she was alone all day, and she is not used to that. So it's interesting, actually, to see how pets react to those types of things.
Yeah. What do you do when you travel? Like, does someone take the cat?
No, my mom comes over usually.
Oh, okay.
If it's more than like 2 days, 2 days is like she's good.
Okay.
But if it gets to 3 or 4 or 5 or whatever it is, then my mom comes over and scoops the litter box. But she has travel. I have like travel feeders and stuff out for her too. So she has, you know, plenty of water, plenty of food. You know, she could probably go a week on her own if she had to, but somebody needs to clean the litter box and that kind of thing. So
yeah.
Yeah, so my mom comes over and takes care of it.
See, this would be a great spot to say, hey, those automatic cleaning litter boxes, come sponsor us.
I've never used one of those.
When we first got our cat, Kaya, we had one, and it was great. It worked perfect.
It
and
did.
Then the cat ate the cable, and it was, well, damn it.
The cat ate the cable.
Oh, my gosh, that cat chews every cable she can.
I guess we're fortunate that Lucky doesn't really chew on things. So.
Yeah, you got a lot of cables.
Yeah, there's a lot of cables in
this. You
want
to borrow my cat?
No, I don't.
I keep hoping she's going to like bite into one and finally figure out voltage, and maybe this isn't a good idea.
Yeah, maybe that would stop her.
I keep hoping. Yeah.
Lucky doesn't really chew on things. She has front claws, so she likes to scratch things.
Oh, yeah.
But she doesn't chew. So.
Wow, that. How do we get the cats?
I don't know. It went from what you've done for a living to what I'd done for a living to cats.
Yeah, that was weird. All right, so any other like interesting jobs that you've had in that time frame?
No, I mean, with the Horn and Horn thing, the restaurant, they had the Quentin Riding Club was here, locally here, and there was a food pavilion there, and Eli's, which was like a sister restaurant to Horn and Horn, which was local here also, had the food. They like leased the food pavilion and ran the food pavilion during like the, during the horse shows and things like that. And so after I was at Horn and Horn for a little bit, I was, I guess, too reliable. And so I was on the weekends, I would run the food pavilion over at the Quentin Riding Club. But this is, we got to understand, I was 16 at this point, 16 and 17. So, I would go in like on a Friday after work, get like a bag of money and go out to the riding club, and I'd run that for the weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know if that's interesting or not, but
it shows the level of trust people have had in you that just from that age.
I mean, I worked a lot back then. You know, I was Whenever somebody was calling off when they were 16 or 17, I was the one they called to come in because I just...
Well, how old were you when you had your first job?
Well, technically 16 was Horn and Horn. But before that, my my grandfather had retired from Kraft Foods. And then, you know, he realized it was like, well, I'm kind of bored. So he ended up getting a job with this local cleaning service. And he would clean Cleaverbrooks, which I don't know if you're a local Lebionite and you've been here for a long time, you know what Cleaverbrooks is.
Lebionite.
It was on the corner of 16th and Lehman here in Lebanon.
Okay, yeah, I know where.
And so I would, when I was like 14 or 15, I would go with him and his wife on the weekend, my grandma, on the weekend, and they would go clean, and I would help them clean. So I, since I was like 14, that was like my first job. But Horn and Horn was like the first job where
you weren't being paid like under the table,
like a like a real job. Yeah, yeah. What about you? What was your very first job?
The title was lifeguard aide.
Lifeguard aide.
Yeah, because I was too young to be a true lifeguard, but I could do the first pass of the trainings and.
What age was this?
I was 12.
Oh, wow. That's really young.
I have had a job outside of like 1 year since I was 12.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you're a hard worker.
Yeah.
If you're working when you're 12.
And that was neat. Being a lifeguard, I enjoyed that. That was a lot of, there was a big responsibility to that. And
yeah.
The first aid training, the lifeguard trainings. By the time I finished that, I was actually, it's kind of neat. I was actually able to progress up with the Red Cross, and I was a lifeguard trainer. So I could do the training courses.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so you went from being just an aide to doing the training courses.
Yeah. So I could lead the training courses. There was a guy who led them, Ed Shupsky.
Shupsky.
It's such a Pittsburgh name. He was
so this
great
was
guy.
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah, this was in Pittsburgh. And he would organize the courses, they'd do them, and then it was me and it was actually my math teacher at high school. He and I were two of the trainers, and we would do the training courses going into the spring. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
I just got a text message from Lexi.
Oh, okay.
And it just said, "This is Lexi."
Hello, this is Lexi.
Hello, this is Lexi. Oh, my.
All right.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So, going away from jobs.
You have something else on your mind, I can tell.
I do, because this is either going to be a question that is really interesting and draws out some interesting conversation, or it's just going to be dead.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I'm concerned now.
Sports, like teams, pick your sport.
Okay.
Superstitions.
Oh, wow.
Because you're a big Eagles guy.
I am. And I'm not a superstitious sports guy.
Really? See, this is where it's, okay, this might be dead.
Nell is a little different, though.
Okay, well.
With the Ravens.
We're going to have to tell some stories then.
Yeah, so this year, of course, the Ravens fell short in the AFC Championship game, right?
I'm still feeling that loss, and I hate the Ravens.
It's rough. But she, I think it was last year when the Ravens were in the playoffs, we went to Jimmy's.
Yeah.
And the Ravens lost. We went to Jimmy's to watch the game. Ravens lost. So this year she wouldn't go to Jimmy's because she was afraid that because we went there last year and they lost. So we can't go there to watch the game.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And is that like the only superstition she has?
It seems that way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But me,
like you have no superstition.
It's like they're going to win or lose regardless of what socks or underwear I'm wearing.
Well, I'm not that bad.
But some people are though, right?
Okay, wait. I'm half not that bad.
So which one is it? The socks or the underwear?
The socks.
Okay. Okay. Oh, good. I was hoping you were going to say socks.
The socks. No, Yeah, it's changed a little bit. Like, uh-huh. Back in the early 2000s, I went and got like a jersey, and you know, yeah, this is going to be a good year. It was mm-hmm. it was like right after the last Super Bowl, and we tanked. Yeah. All right, screw it.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. So I, for the longest time, have not had any Steelers, like anything. No Terrible Towel, no jersey, no
okay. yeah.
no branding at all. Now, that has recently changed because my wonderful, sweet little daughter for Christmas bought me a pair of Steelers socks.
You have to wear those.
Right. I can't throw those away. My daughter's more important than the Steelers.
And you also realize it makes no difference what socks you're wearing.
Shut up. I don't have a ritual.
Okay. Well, I swear. Okay. All right. Well, spill the beans. Go ahead. Yeah, tell me what it is.
No, I have come to the point where it's okay, fine. The superstition has changed. Like, I now have Terrible Towels. I've got one hanging in my office, one on my nightstand. I have Terrible Towels. I'll put them in my belt when it's game day.
Mm-hmm.
But I also then wear, I've got a Pumala Mala jersey because mm-hmm. he's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Gosh, I'd love to get a Bettis jersey.
Well,
Bettis,
I mean,
the bus. I mean, that was.
Yeah. They're probably expensive by
they
now.
They are. They're not cheap.
Yeah. You probably struggle finding the replica ones. So, yeah, the authentic ones are super, super expensive.
Yeah. But I'll wear my Pumala Mala jersey, mm-hmm. my Steelers socks, the Terrible Towel. And that has become my game day ritual.
Okay. So, okay. So, I feel like a ritual and a superstition are a little bit different, right? So, do you feel as though if you don't do these things, though, they're going to lose? See, or do you feel obligated to do these things because now that you've...
This is that area in my head where I know I'm disjointed. I'm not right because okay. it's okay. It doesn't matter. It literally has nothing to do with what I wear, how many times I dance around in the circle. None of that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just there's this weird superstition that just hangs in there of, okay, no, this is how I engage with
okay
Steelers. And now...
Fair enough.
You know, we've talked about this. Like, Pittsburgh... They're my teams,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Penguins, love the Penguins.
Mm-hmm.
Don't always watch the games because I'm not a big hockey guy. But
yeah, I'm same.
Yeah, you know, but they're my team. I'm going to root for them. I love baseball.
Oh, yeah.
And I've loved the minor leagues and the farm leagues because, you know, you go to one of those games and they're swinging at the balls. They're fun games.
Minor league, there's a certain thing about minor league baseball, right?
Yeah.
There's this that, like, down-home American feel to a minor league baseball game.
Well, and Melinda and I, for Christmas this year, we bought a bunch of tickets mm-hmm. to the Barnstormers.
Oh,
we're taking the whole family.
It's a cool stadium.
Yeah, and, you know, those have been some of the best games we've gone to, is a Barnstormer game, and go get a beer, get some hot dogs.
It's cheap, too.
And it is. It's a great family night out. It's a good game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I like baseball. Pirates are my team.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah, that's about accurate. But, I mean, Sunday, one of the guys, so Sunday was Easter Sunday, and, you know, I'm in my mode because we've got a big Easter egg hunt and a community event with that, and it's just, all right. And he comes up to me and goes, how are you feeling about the Pirates? I can't curse about them right now, but I had missed the first three games and wasn't tracking, and it's okay. You know, as of tonight, we're now 5-0.
Well, you know.
Do I keep ignoring them? What's the superstition? What's the ritual? How do I even...
Maybe, at least right now, you give them some space.
But I want to watch a game.
I know.
We got the Phillies on.
But maybe they need some space.
I know. But I want to watch a game.
No,
see,
I get
is,
it.
This is where it's... discordant or whatever.
So you feel like you're gonna watch the game and then it's all
just
over
tank.
From there. Yeah. Obviously, we're smart enough to know that that's not the case.
Know.
However, I can understand why you feel that way because I felt that way with the Phillies over the years. Like they'll be, you know, they're really tearing it up, and then I'd be like, all right, I'm home tonight. I'm cooking dinner. I'm gonna put the Phillies game on and do this, and they. Terrible.
Yeah.
But But I also understand this time of year is a little interesting for baseball because there's so much else going on. Because the hockey's wrapping up, about to head into the playoffs.
Yep.
Basketball's wrapping up, about to head into the playoffs. Mm. There's the NCAA tournament that's now going into the Final Four. So there's a lot of distractions masking baseball right now.
Yes, and sorry, on the note of basketball, mm-hmm. I was reading an article that Pittsburgh is putting feelers out there. If you know, what would it be to have an NBA team?
Oh, I could see them having an NBA. They have all the rest of the sports.
Yeah, and you know what my thought was? I really don't want to root for a basketball team. Like, that is the one sport I have, like, no engagement in.
Well, you don't have to.
Oh, no, soccer is a second. And I have more engagement in soccer than I do basketball.
Yeah. I don't watch soccer, I got to be honest with you, but...
I've got a couple guys at church and in the youth group who follow teams, so I've got to actually pick up on that a bit more.
So since we're talking about sports, the UFL kicked off this past weekend. Now, I realize it was a busy weekend for you, so just a blur, obviously, but...
Yeah.
There was some good games, I've heard. There was a game-winning 64-yard field goal, which is impressive.
I was going to say, isn't that getting close to a record?
I
think the record's like 67.
Justin Tucker has 67, I think.
Yeah, okay.
So, but yeah, I mean.
Dear Google.
64-yard field goal in, you know, it's obviously considered sort of the minor leagues of football. But I feel like if it was ever going to, if an alternative league, and I don't feel like, so. All the other leagues...
66. By Tucker.
Okay. That's pretty...
That's really close.
Pretty close, though. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that would start putting it on the map. It would start putting the players on the map.
Yeah, I feel like over the years, and you can jump in here and... I want your opinion as well, but over the years, it has been... These leagues have kind of come and gone a bit, right?
Yeah.
The summer, spring-summer football leagues. And they've been billed a bit as, like... an alternative league to the NFL, and they're not billing themselves that way. It's almost they're billing themselves as like a feeder league for the NFL. And I feel like this maybe has the possibility to gain a little bit of traction.
The hard part in that, I think, is how much college ball is truly the feeder league for the NFL.
You're not wrong about that, yes.
And college ball has a lot of money that they're going to mm-hmm. protect. Mm-hmm. That those spring and summer leagues are coming against.
Yeah. But there's also, there's so many, especially in football, there's so many kids that go undrafted.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is a place for them to, for so long, it was it. Like, if you weren't drafted or you weren't invited to camp or something like that, it's like, all right, well, I guess it's time to sell insurance, you know, or whatever the situation is. But this is a place to hone their skills a little bit more, but also an opportunity to continue to show, you know, talent.
It would be interesting to see an off-season league. It really mm-hmm. would.
Yeah.
And the other catch is, I mean, okay, so UFL started, but my focus really is transitioning to baseball. And football starts in the fall for me.
I get it.
I want ball games. Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, I do understand that, but like when I'm home on a Saturday or Sunday and it's like during the day or something, I'll, you know, throw it on in the background. I'm not going to like sit down and be like, all right, we're going to watch the UFL game today. Could it ever get there? I don't know, but... That's not kind of how I look at it, I guess. So more so it's, I love football and it's something for me to put on in the background. So you're looking at your phone like you got something to tell me.
I am, because I did just see this today. Now it's April Fool's. So
yeah,
I figured I'd follow up with it. But Steelers made a release today that they signed Kyle Allen to a 1-year contract.
Oh.
For QB. Yeah.
They're just stockpiling quarterbacks there.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah.
If that's not an April Fool's thing that they're pulling.
Well.
So.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see the whole. There was a lot of April Fool's things out there. I saw one out there. It almost got me. I had to do a double take. It said that the Eagles traded. I'm just forgetting. Devontae Smith. It said the Eagles traded Devontae Smith to the Cowboys, and I'm like, it took me a second. I'm like,
April Fools.
They got me. So.
Kenny's wanting to go.
That's not true. Oh boy.
What did you push?
I didn't push anything. I had the outro
queued up and ready to get put in.
Guys, this is how you know that
Headphones for your protection.
None of this is play. See, if we weren't wearing headphones, I would have not known that was happening. I'm inclined to just
leave it.
To leave that in.
Absolutely, leave it.
To be honest with you, because that just shows exactly what we're doing. But
I was going to say, we got to be getting close. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, we are. What is happening on my screen right now? So, yeah, I mean, we are almost 42 minutes in, so.
We can start wrapping this.
Yeah, I say we, I say we wrap this thing up and call it a night here, since it is a Monday night.
It is
and
a
since our
night.
Outro already started playing.
Kenny on the ball, you know. All right, come on, Rob. You're talking too much.
Oh, God. See, this is what happens when Nell's not here. We get totally off the rails.
It's working though.
It is.
So I real quick, mm-hmm. I did also kind of start falling for one today too. I saw a brief blurb from Reading, and it was, "Oh, we're gonna move the pagoda." No, you're not. Wait, what? Oh, it's April Fool's.
Oh, yeah. You know, I caught this morning. I caught one too. So, Dean Nicholson, that's on Sandcastle.
Yeah.
He had a Facebook post this morning that said, it was like, "Sorry guys, there's not going to be any music for a little while. I was robbed last night. They stole everything of value, my DJ equipment and all this stuff." And then at the very bottom of the post, like 10 lines down in parentheses, it says, "Check the date." I'm like, "You son of a bitch. He had me. He totally had me."
There are good April Fool.
Yeah, he was good. This was a good one.
There are some that are good, and then there are some that you always have to back up with, like,
yeah.
Okay, so for Christmas a couple years back, we got the kids a Nintendo Switch. And I was like, all right, this is a great chance. I'm going to fill the box with light switches.
Oh, wow.
But it was, we have the Switch. They're just going to open it and have that disappointment. But it didn't work because they just looked at me and were like, all right, where is it?
Oh, no. It's true. They didn't buy it.
They didn't flinch. They're like, we know you. Where is it?
They didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Well. So.
My opinion is if you do a good prank, you have to back it. So if you promise something, you have to deliver it. You just have to
100%.
Antagonize and tease.
Yes. I agree. So.
But we'll end it there.
All right, Rob.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
We haven't done this for a while.
Oh, God.
Kenny. How are your nuggies?
Oh, I was not. Damn it.
I know.
I was not. I was not warned about this.
I know, because I didn't even think of it until just like 10 seconds.
Yeah. Somebody said Craig was here earlier and he said something about Kenny's. I was saying something and he's like, "Kenny's nuggies of wisdom." What was it that I said?
Hey, you share every morning a cup of coffee on the internet and some brief little...
Okay, this is going to be my Kenny set. That's there. Actually a good point. You led into that. I got away from it a little bit. I used to do it every single morning.
Yeah.
I got away from it a little bit. I do it a few times a week, but not every day. Recently, I've had several people that I've run into tell me either they like it, they look forward to it, or they miss that I don't do it every day. So I guess my nuggies of wisdom is going to be, even though you think nobody's paying attention, maybe they're not commenting or maybe they're not doing any of those things, people are seeing it because you just run across them. They're like, "Oh, yeah, I haven't seen you post the mug picture lately." And I look forward to that every morning.
You never know who's watching.
Yeah, That's the biggest thing. And yep. So whatever you're doing, you may think that nobody's paying attention or nobody sees it or any of those things. people are seeing it. Trust me.
Yep.
I'm the poster child for that lately. So people are seeing it for sure.
Yeah, those are stories for another time.
Another time. But yes, that's my nuggies of wisdom for the day. And I wish I could remember, and maybe for the next time I remember what I was talking about when Craig said that. But anyway.
It'll come up.
Your drink's empty, Rob. My drink's almost empty. It's Monday night. It's a school night. So we're going to wrap this up. Thanks for trekking over to my house so we could do this.
Yes, all of those 10 minutes in the car was torture.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
And you came empty-handed this time without any of the without the fam.
I actually have two bottles of wine sitting on the counter I was supposed to bring over.
Oh. Well, it's next time.
Yeah, next time.
Next time.
So,
all right, Rob. Again, thanks for coming and thanks for listening to The Drunk Squirrel.
Absolutely.
We'll see you again in 2 weeks. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to The Drunk Squirrel. No need to pay a tab. Just be sure to follow us on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and drop us a line, thedrunksquirrel82@gmail.com. Cheers.